Shabbos Yerushalmi. Corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kuf Tev Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Ayin Tes and Madalas. In the middle of the page, 17 lines out from the foot of the page. Afapi Sha'omu. Afapi Sha'omu Ein Koyu Mikifer Kodesh Elemin Amichel Malon. Avoshoinim Medoshim Mahen. Thurch Dava Noitel Uboideg. Even though they said that one may read in Ksuvim only from Mincha and onwards, after the lecture of the Rav, however, one may learn Midrashim about them and expound in them. If he needs to check a verse in them, he takes them and checks. The Lama, Rebbe, Rebbe Rabba, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yose, Hayyoshim, Upreshtim, Regiles Kines, Erev Tisha Ba'av, Shechal Yosh B'Shabbos, Melamicho Lamala, Yishiroi Bar Aleph Beis Echad. A case occurred in which Rebbe, Rebbe Rabba, and Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yose were sitting and elucidating the Megillas Kinos, which is Megillas Eicha, on Erev Tisha B'Av that fell on Shabbos after Mincha, and one Aleph Beis was left, meaning the last Perek, because the first four Prokim are in the order of Aleph Beis, also the last Perek, which has 22 Psukim, but is not in the order of Aleph Beis, is called Aleph Beis. Amu, I should say, Lemacha, Anu Bo'im V'Goyim Reisa. They said, tomorrow we will finish it. When Rebbe was going home, he bruised his finger and he applied to himself the Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud. Many pains come to the Rasha. Mechia said this happened to you due to our sins, as the Pasuk says in Eicha Perek Daled Pasuk Chof, the spirit of our nostrils, the anointed one of Hashem, was captured in their pits. Amaloi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Bilayinu Oiskim Be'inyan Kach Hayalan Loima, Alachas Kama Kama Shayinu Oiskim Be'inyan. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi said, even had we not been engaged with that Pasuk, we should have said so, or the more so that we were engaged with it. It's a sign from Shemayim that you are punished due to us. Since they left over one Perek, this is only two Psukim before the last Pasuk that they expounded. But Allah so Nasan Allah Sveg Yavish Gashale Gemi Mibachutz. Then we went to his house and put on a dry sponge and tied it with a reed on the outside. Abba Bishmal Bab Yesi Mimenu Lamadnukim Adroim Sveg Enamarape Elamishamir. Kemi Shu Minamuchan, Vein Koyim Mekisei HaKodesh, Elam Minamincha Olamala. Shmuel Rabbi Yosi says we learn three things from him. A sponge does not heal in many guards, a reed is considered prepared, and it's not Muksa, and we read Kisei HaKodesh on Shabbos only from Mincha and onwards, otherwise they would have started earlier. Ve'ata, v'mokam sheyesh beis medosh al yikru, v'mokam sheyin beis medosh yikru. The Gemara asks, what if so, that the issue to read them is due to Bitter Beis Medrash? Where there's no Bitter Beis Medrash, we may not read them, but where there's no Bitter Beis Medrash, we may read them. Leislach elaka ador, the Tani, Rabbi Nechemia, one says you must say like Rabbi Nechemia taught, the Tani, Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Ma, Ein Koyim, Bekisa Kodesh, which is say, Mipnei Shitri Hedjotis, Shim Oime, at Loi Shumuta, Afu Oime, Mabakach, you say, Im Es Asik, Bishtaroisi, Rabbi Nechemia said in a baisa that why do we not read Kisei HaKodesh on Shabbos? It's due to secular documents. If you tell someone that Kisei HaKodesh are permitted, even he will say, what's wrong if I engage and look into my own documents? Mitoich shad oimeloi shu osa, afu oimer Kisei HaKodesh osa, shidu hedjotos lekoshikin. Rather, since you tell him that Kisei HaKodesh are forbidden, then even he will say, well, if Kisei HaKodesh are forbidden, all the more so secular documents. We can infer that it teaches that Mishnah has priority over Mikra, because one may not read Mikra, but one may learn Mishnah. Who said that engaging in Mikra Sukkim is a good midah, but it's not the greatest midah. Mishnah is a greater midah. One receives rewards for it. One engages in Talmud, there's no greater midah. Talmud. He also taught that one always wanted to run to Mishnah more than Talmud. Amav Yosi Rabun had that Amal actually Shikha to say Rabbi Mishnayis. Rabbi Shikha, Rabbi, should say Mishnayis, La'ilam Avi Ratzacha, Talmud, Yosim, and Mishnah. Yosi Rabun answered that this is before he's expert in most of the Mishnayis, but once he's an expert in most of the Mishnayis, he should always run to Talmud more than Mishnah. Bochis and amulets in which are written many matters in the Torah, they may not save them from fire. From here they say that people who write bochis, they burn Torah. Not a takash of bochis is alchemy sech, sefer shemayim. A case ago with a man who used to write brachas, Rabbi Shmuel came to check him out. When he sensed Rabbi Shmuel's footsteps, he took a wrapped bundle of brachas and threw them into a basin of water. Rabbi Shmuel said these words to him, the punishment for the latter, means the avera of throwing them in the water, is greater than the first avera of writing them. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had a agadta hakoifa ein leichelik. Yeshua ben Levi says that one who writes a God has no share in the world to come, one who reads it and ponders it will be burned, one who hears someone read, he receives no reward. And with Yeshua ben Levi, Anna min yoimi lo istakalis besefer de agadata ela chadzman istakalis ashkachis kosoba mea beshivim nechamish parishu ishu kosoba teira. You say Dibu Amira Keneged Shnesa Shel Avina Avram, the Chsiv, the Kachas Matonis Ba'adam, the Chsiv Ha'adam Ha'godol Ma'anokim. Yeshua ben Levi said, in my entire life, I looked at a Sefer of Agada only once, and I found written there that there are 175 parashas in the Torah in which is written Dibu Amira to Moshe. That excludes Sefer Dvarim. There are 76 in Shemais, 35 in Vayikra, and 64 in Bamidbar. These correspond to the years of Avraham Avinu. It says about Moshe receiving the Torah, you took gifts for man, and Avram is the man who was great amongst the giants. Meir v'arboim v'shiva mizmoyrei shekasa v'tehillim k'neged shneisav shel Avraham Avinu. There are 147 Mizmorim written in Tehillim. They correspond to the years of Yaakov Avinu. Although our Tehillim has 150, there's a Gemara in Brachos in the Bavli that says that the second Perek, is not a new Perek, rather the continuation of the first Perek. And Mesechus Sofrim says so about the Perek. Well, our Perek is Kuftev Vav, Leilonu, and because Tosafot says that one perek cannot have only two psukim, and there has to be that perek Kuf Yud Zayin is part of the previous or the next perek. Yeskei Tosafot and the Eliyahu Rabba say about perek Kuf Lamed Hei the same thing. This is how we end up with the number 147. Lamed shekol akilufim shiyisav makalsin lekodesh boruch hu keneged shneisav shel Yaakov shneimar v'ata kodesh yoshev tilos Yisrael. It features that all the praises Yisrael praise Hashem correspond to the years of Yaakov Avinu, as the pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Chaf Beis pasuk Dalad, and you, the Holy One, dwells on the praises of Yisrael. Meir ve'esim v'gimel pa'amim shiyisav oinim haleluka keneged shneisav shel Aaron. Haluka halukel v'kodshoi, la'awain k'doshoi, la'awain k'dosh Hashem. Yisrael answer Haluka 123 times in Hallel, corresponding to the years of Aaron. This practice is so far by some Jews nowadays. Haluka halukel v'kodshoi corresponds to Aaron, Hashem's kodesh, as the pasuk says, la'awain k'dosh Hashem. Afilu kein ana mizboi beleili. Rabbi ben Levi said, even though I looked only once, to this day I am afraid of punishment for this avera at night. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rama 1, Sefer Agada, Omar, I Maksiv Tabos, Tikata Yada, the Kasarosa. Pri Ba'aba saw one Sefer of Agada. He said, if what is written in it is correct, then how does the one who wrote it should be cut off? And if it's wrong, he didn't transgress the Saleira. Amale Chada Voy, Dahu Gav, Kasfa, Amale Kain Amat, Tikata Yada, the Kasavta. The man said to him, if that man with your father wrote it, would you say so? The priest said, so I said, the hand of the one who wrote it should be cut off. And so it happened, as the Pasuk says in Kohelet Yud Perek Hay, like a mistake that came out from in front of the ruler. And what actually happened was the priest's father's hand did get cut off. Akilyonim v'sifrei minim. Istani Kaiwe Askoisehin, the Sulfan, Istani Tani, Sulfan Hain Raskoisehin. Margins and Svarim of heretics are the same. We may not save them from a fire. Some teachers we tear out the names of Hashem from the Svarim of the heretics and burn the rest. And some teach that we burn them with the names of Hashem. And when we Talfan, Ekabeches Bonai, Shem Yavo, Lebesi, Shani Sulfan, Hain Raskoisehin. Ritavan said, I will cut off my son if what I said is not true. If they will come to my house, I'll burn them with their askaris, with the names of Hashem. If someone would pursue me to kill me, I would flee to the house of idolaters, and I would not flee to the house of heretics, because idolaters don't recognize Hashem, and they deny him. Heretics recognize him, and they deny him. Valeim Amar David, Aloim Sanecha Hashem Esna Regeme. And about them, said David in Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamedtes Pasuk Chof Aleph, those that hate your Hashem, I will hate. Ve Midrash Doroshoi Uma Im Latel Shalom Ben Ishli Ishtoi Amar Kosov Hashem Shenechta B'Kedusha Yim Chalamayim. Zifei Minim Shematin Eivir V'Tachvus V'Machlikes Ben Yisrael. Avin Tirashamayim Ein Adin Chisruhein Vaskoisein. The Chachamim expounded that if to make shalom between a man and his wife, the Torah said that Hashem's name written in Kedusha will be erased in the water, then Svarim of heretics who make hatred, rivalry, and quarrels between Yisrael and the Father in heaven, all the more so should we not burn them with their names of Hashem. We go on to the next mission, Halacha Beis. Matzilim tik ha-sefer im ha-sefer, v'tik ha-tulin im ha-tulin, af-api sh'yesh b'seichon mois. Misha says we may save the case of a sefer or tulin with the sefer or tulin, even if there are coins inside. V'le'ichan matzilin oison, to where may we take them to save them? The mavishon im ha-foolish, we may take them to a alleyway that's open on one end, as we'll define. Then b'seichon im ha-aflam ha-foolish, and the second answer is, Ben B'seiru says, we may take them even to an open-ended alleyway. And the Gemara says, Masizim she'ina tofoloi avanim haya tofoloi kugufayu. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah discusses when the Sefer is not in the case. But if in its case, then it's like the Sefer means there's no need to teach that one may save it with the Sefer.